Blog Talk Radio. When I was reading to you, I could not say the words Okay, now. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me check outside. I heard some rumbling outside, and to me, it was not a right noise. And I said, oh, let me check outside, make sure my door is locked. I don't want no stranger running up on me in my house, and my door is not locked. Maybe it was left open for a reason. He has the key to get in, so I have closed my door. Now I feel a little bit safe. Let me get back to what I was doing, and hopefully everything will go well with what's going on out there, outside of where I am. So let's turn to, we're no longer in the book of Judges. We have read over to the book of Samuel. And we are in chapter 1, verse 20 is where I left off. And I had mentioned to you before I got up a few moments ago, I couldn't say Elkanah because I had not heard that word before. Yeah, and I other words I have not had not heard. Hopefully, I will read better to you this week than what I did last Tuesday. So let's read. We're in the book of Samuel. You find that in the Old Testament. And that's where I prefer to read, but my father told me to feed his sheep, and I think that the only way to feed his sheep is to read to you what's in the Bible, the entire Bible, not just read passages like I had been doing for probably 8 years. I know I started last year reading from Genesis up until this point here. I started back maybe in September of last year, reading to the point, I've gotten to the point where I am in the book of Samuel. And that's where we'll go. If you listen to me, you will find that that's where we are. So we are in Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. And I will start reading there and read as much as I can until it's time for this program to go off. Oh, and I need to tell you all who I am, just in case you don't know who I am. I don't want you to not know who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only book in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath, and that's the fourth commandment. To keep it holy and rest. That's the fourth commandment. Read your commandments. I tell you to read your commandments. And the younger pastor or the pastors have come up. They're not old school like me. They're saying that you don't need to remember the old the Ten Commandments. You do need to remember the Ten Commandments. You need to know these things. And I'm going to tell you, if you listen to me, and now I might get it wrong sometimes, but you follow up. Do Esther Berea. Follow up. Check to see that I am doing correctly or saying what is in the Bible. So you can find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I'll tell you to read it by yourself so you can check to see if I'm telling you what says the Bible. Now, I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I like reading the do's and thys and they's and don'ts. You know, I like reading those things. It might be difficult for me to read sometimes. Excuse me, I have the belt. I still have the belt. I don't know why this always happens to me. But I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I also want you to know that Sabbath day is a Saturday. And it starts at this time of day. Sabbath starts on Friday evening. And it lasts all day until around this time, Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. You say, what are the three P's? They are your pen, paper, and pencil. I am old school. I have to write things down. Just in case, you know, I want to use it as a reference or a scripture. So I can go back to it, look it up. Now, you younger children, you have notebooks and notepads and all this technological stuff. I don't have that. So I want you to know that you can have those, and you should. You young folks, you know what the technology is. Now, my book, my computer says that I'm to read to you about Samson and his defeat of the Philistines. But I read that about maybe 3 weeks ago to you sheep. And I'm going to start where I left off this past Tuesday and read as much as I can until it's time for me to go off the air. So bear with me and come along with me. Listen to an old lady tell you. Try to tell you something. I'm trying to make my way into heaven. You know, it says that if I do what the Lord tells me to do, and he actually gave me a dream telling me to do this, and I ran for about 27 years because I was afraid of the people. But I finally came to the conclusion I don't give a care. I want to go to heaven. So if this will get me into heaven, I'm going, and I'm going to do it until I can't do it anymore. Sometimes I have had problems where at one time my voice was going and I started drinking different teas from that. And that helped me out. Then again, I couldn't see. This writing is small for me. I had to go get me a Bible that's bigger than, with bigger print than the one that I had before. But nonetheless, I am back, and I want to stay back to try to tell you sheep what says the Lord, because most of you, some of you don't read, and I don't read that much. Nonetheless, what I can is try to do what he told me, and that is to feed my sheep. And I said, well, I don't know how to feed your sheep. I would just have to read what's in the Bible. And then I am feeding his sheep what you sheep should know. So therefore, go with me to Samuel. It's in the Old Testament. It's 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. We're in 1 Samuel, and let's spell Samuel, chapter 1, and let's pick up at verse 20. Chapter 1 and verse 20 says, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man, Kahana, and that's what I had a problem with last time. It's spelled E-L-K-A-N-A-H. I pronounce it El Kahana. You know, like when I was in church, I'm no longer in church. I stay here, and on Saturdays, I read as much as I can, or I listen to a lot of the programs that are on YouTube, and I especially listen to this guy out of California. What is he's Big Judah. I listen to his program as well as I think it's called UNIC. I listen to them all the time. Those young men be telling you what's in the Bible, so you should know that. And then Big Judah is reading other parts of the Bible, whereas you should know, I think you should know, they, some of those Bibles books are not in the Bible. They are in other Bibles. And I plan to, if my father allows me to live, I am going to start, after I finish reading this book, this Bible, from cover to cover unto you, sheep, then I will start trying to read one of the other Bibles. I don't want you to be ignorant. You know what the Bible says about these sheep. He says that in the book of Hosea, it tells you that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. I will reject you. So, I don't want you to be lack of knowledge, for the lack of knowledge, because you don't know nothing. And if you listen to me, I'm going to tell you everything that I know. And then in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You want to do that? I want you to be able to say, Miss Sandra so told me these things that I should know. And I am being studious and I'm learning and I'm going back over, even though she made mistakes. She wanted us to know as much as they could about this Bible. And not only this Bible, but other Bibles. So I am, after I finish with this Bible, if the Lord lets me live, I will start reading out another Bible that you all may not have heard of. I want you all to know what I know, you will also know. Now, I know that I was at verse 20, and I stopped to say all of that, what I had just said. Nonetheless, I will start reading verse 20 again. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah, and that's her husband, and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice. The yearly sacrifice is an offering in his vow. But Hannah went not up where she was, For she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide. That means that he will stay or live with him forever. She was going to give the baby over to a man of the Lord. And Kahana, her husband, said unto her, do not do what seems good. Do what seemeth thee good. Carry until thou have weaned him. And that means to he has stopped sucking milk from her body. Only the Lord establishes his word. So the woman abode, she stayed there and gave her son to suck until she had weaned him. She had weaned him. He didn't need her milk anymore. In those days, you couldn't go to the store and buy milk as we can do today, in today's day. Verse 24. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephod. An ephod is a little bit more than, I guess, a pound. It was about a pound, a little bit more of a pound of flour. And the bullocks and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she had said, O my Lord, as my soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee there praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord gave me him. Excuse me, let me look outside one more time. Oh, excuse me. I hear the noise outside of my house, and I wanted to look out the window to see if I could see what was going on. But I see nothing. But Lord has blessed me to hear some of the things that's going on outside. Now, someone is coming in my door, and so that's probably my nephew. He knows what's going on outside because he probably has heard. Yeah, I should have looked down and marked off where I was. Oh, I read that. Who is that? Let me start at verse 25. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that prayed by thee here, praying unto the Lord for the child I prayed. And the Lord hath given me my possession, which I asked of him. And she was praying to the Lord, asking for this child. All right, I see what's going on. Therefore, also, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. and he worshiped the Lord here. And so that's the end of chapter 1. Hopefully you have learned something from chapter 1. There were two women, and one was married to Miss Mel. I call Elkanah. He had two wives. One wife had children, but he didn't like her. The last wife that had the son, Samuel, he liked her more than he liked the other, you know. And that happens to us women in life. The men that we may love may not love us back. But nonetheless, the woman that he loved, she finally had children. And she had more than one child. But she prayed for Samuel. She had been going through life for a while without having a child. And she finally started having them. And then maybe the people probably stopped laughing at her because she did not have a child. But let's read chapter 2 of Samuel. And hopefully I can read all of it and finish it in the next 18 minutes. Oh, I had to belch. Oh, I'm belching. And that should not be, but nonetheless, that's the way it is with me. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted to the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in my salvation." Oh, she's just like you, sheep, and all of us, sheep. I want to be saved. I want salvation too. And that's why I do what I do. Verse 2. "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there anything like our God. Talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy and come out of your mouth. For the Lord is God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bowels of the mighty men are broken, and they have stumbled, are girded with strength." Excuse me. That was chapter 2, verse 3. See, you read that over. If you want, I'll read it to you. Now, so you read it for yourself. "Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bones of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry cease, so that the barren has born 7, and she that has many children is wax feeble." Let me see. the wax seal, it means that she has become larger. She's wax, that's what it means, wax seal. She became larger. The Lord killeth and maketh alive and bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. And you see what our Father can do? He can do all things. And that's why I wonder why people don't believe it. You have to believe it. He may not come just when he said, but he's coming. Best believe that he's coming when you may not be looking. So he is coming. I believe he's coming. He said he was. So I'm just getting back and I'm waiting. And that's what I want you to do, who are listening to me. And I know that some of you are young people. You're young people and you like to laugh at old people. But we are trying to tell you to listen to us. We're not trying to tell you anything wrong because I honor my Father. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Why should I be telling you something wrong? I'm old now. I know a little bit more than I did when I was young. And verse 6, the Lord killeth and maketh alive and bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He riseth up the, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill. You know what dunghill is like? That's poop or rubbish, a dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. So this throne of glory, that's like having fame or you're renowned. You're famous. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord, and it is he that sets the world upon them. He will keep, let me start verse 9 again. He will keep his feet of his saints, and he and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. By the strength shall no man prevail. The adversities of the Lord shall be broken to pieces out of the haven. Out of the heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his kings and exalt the horn of his anointed. And Elkanah, that's the woman's husband, went to Ramoth to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli, the priest. That's who the lady gave her baby to, was Eli. And after she had Samuel, she left Eli with, she left her son Samuel with Eli. Now, verse 12, now the sons of Eli were sons of Baal. Well, Belial. I know that I'm mispronouncing it. It's spelled B-E-L-I-A-L. Belial. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when they offered offerings or sacrifices, the priest's servant came while the flesh was conceiving, while the flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. So I'm trying to read this again. Let me see. I do have difficulty seeing sometimes to see in the ceiling with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. And he sucked it with a pin or kettle or cauldron or pot. You know, a cauldron is like that big pot like your grandma used to may have. I know my grandma had a big pot. Or in that the fish had brought up the priest took for himself. So they bit in shallow unto all the Israelites that came thither. So all the Israelites came up there. I need to read that again so I can know what he's saying. And I'm reading verse 14, see. And he struck it with, let me 14 again, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in shallow until all the Israelites that came thither. And before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to all the men to sacrifice, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as they as thy soul desired, then he would answer them, nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great because before the Lord, for men abhorred the suffering of the Lord. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with the linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a coat and brought it to him for a year, from year to year. When she came, let me see how much. Oh, when she came with her husband to the offering, the yearly sacrifice, Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife, and said, the Lord give seed. The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived in their three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. And Eli was very, very old and heard of all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do you these things? For I hear of your evil doings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is not good. Let me read verse 24 again. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. You may be Lord's people to transgress. The transgress, that means to break the law. He makes the Lord's people break the law. That's what he says. If one man sins against another, he judges. The judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, he shall entreat for him. And entreat means to beg or to ask for him, notwithstanding they hearken it. And hearken it means listen, they are listening not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor with the Lord and also with men. And there came a man of God unto Eli and unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when thou wert in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar to burn incense? Oh, shoot. I am going to stop here at verse 28. Let me circle this. So I want you sheep to read, continue to read. I am at chapter 28. That's where I'm going to start. I'm writing start here. Read chapter 2:28. Then I want you to read chapter 3 and chapter 4. And let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for allowing me to spend time with your sheep, reading to them what I have forgotten or did not realize. Thank you for allowing me to bring the word that you want your sheep to know. Thank you for keeping Satan away from me. In Yeshua's name, I say this prayer. Amen. Then, sheep, I want you to remember James chapter 4 and verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I'll be back with you next time. Now, come on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and on Fridays at 5, the Sabbath beginning. Now, I ask you sheep to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. My nephew produced it. I am so proud of him and his friend for graduating from Columbia College out of Chicago, Illinois. Yay! So I am very proud and he plays well. I am so proud of him. So go out and buy his record. It won't hurt you. I know that you have a dollar or two, maybe three. And purchase his Remember, I want you to read Daniel chapter 11, chapter 2, and verse 14.
Help your children.
And
don't let them fall.
Chapter 3 and chapter 14. If you can't, that's okay. I will be back next week if God is willing. I don't know. Hopefully.
To love one another,
that
heaven might find a place in their heart.
I pray.
Jesus is love.
I am praying.
He won't let you down. And I know. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
We want salvation from our Father in heaven. I love you all. I will talk with you next time. Good night.